was that one up?
Well, my assistant just handed me a folder on Texas A&M as soon as we came up on the board. But we haven't really gotten into any of these teams yet, just putting a folder together and making sure we're organized with tapes. We taped a lot of games throughout the year, so you know, I would imagine, I haven't talked to these guys yet, but we have numerous tapes on Texas A&M.
Which assistant was that, man?
Both of them. Yeah, they kind of split up. Coach Sparks and Coach Martin. Okay. So we should have ample tape on them, and we'll get some more if we need it.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. You're going to play I thought we'd be probably a 14, maybe an outside chance at a 13, but more likely a 14, and you're going to play a tremendous team. You know, any team that makes the NCAA tournament is good. But when you're 1, 2, or 3 seed, they could have easily been a 2 seed if they had not lost in their conference tournament.
With your first time as a head coach to see your name of your team go up there, what's that feel like?
Oh, it was exciting. I mean, it was a lot of anticipation and just waiting. I guess last year Penn was up on the board early, and
last 2 years
came right down to the last bracket. So a lot of anticipation. I thought, you know, when you saw Virginia go up late and having coached with Dave Leto for 7 years at UConn, I thought, boy, would that be something to be playing against them. But
as you saw, like, the 3s and 4s and 5s go up, did your mind start when you saw, like, potential matchups of teams when they put?
Well, Texas A&M, for some reason, didn't even enter my mind, but I knew we were going to play a very good team. And, hey, we're excited. We'll prepare and be ready to go on Thursday.
Was there any city you didn't want to go to?
Buffalo. I didn't want to go to Buffalo. I wanted to take a little trip, you know, you go to the NCAA tournament, plane flight.
Obviously, this is your first time head coaching in a tournament. But when you were an assistant with UConn, how different was it to prepare for a Thursday game versus a Friday game? We have an extra day.
Well, it's different. You know, we had there's a Hoop One video down in New Jersey, and while we were watching a selection show at UConn, we'd have a manager sitting at Hoop One video, and we'd call him up on a cell phone, and all right, we need all these tapes on these teams, so you don't waste any time. And he'd hustle the tapes back, and we'd be breaking them down that evening. You know, so you utilize every hour you have to get ready, and obviously, if you have another day, that helps.
Were there other matchups in the field that surprised you? It seems like there were a lot of teams that were in, teams that were out, that people didn't quite expect.
Yeah, you know, I was just caught up in our ball club and who we were going to play, so I haven't put much thought into the other teams that didn't make it. I do feel bad for a team like Drexel. I think they're an excellent team, and Bruiser does a great job, and I was certainly rooting for them to get in, and it must be awfully disappointing for them.
This program hasn't won a game in a long time. How much would it mean to this group, their legacy, all they've accomplished here, to go out with a win,
well,
or maybe more?
It would be phenomenal. I mean, again, they've... I think when you first get here, sometimes you're happy to be there, but they've been in the NCAA tournament for 2 years now, 3 years, so it's important that we play well and hopefully come away with a win. We'll have our work cut out for us, obviously.
Does what they do last year help? The fact that they went and played another Big 12 team that supposedly didn't have a chance against and took them to the water?
Absolutely, I would think so, and we'll try to build on that, because Texas was a very good team last year. They were number 2 seed and played very well. You know, the ball game was 2 minutes and some seconds left and was even, so we'll try to build on that, and we'll talk about that, try to build some confidence off of that performance.
A&M is a team that I know you've probably seen some of the scouting report already, that tends to slow the game down a little bit. It plays a lower scoring game than some of the other athletic teams, big teams, and push the tempo. How much of a difference might that make for your team?
Well, they're a very good defensive team. One of the top defensive teams in the country. They're holding their opponents to 37%, 29 from three-point range. So, and they're very athletic. When you get into the NCAA tournament, and you're playing against good teams, it's difficult to get transition, a lot of transition opportunities. So we're going to have to be good in the half court on both ends of the floor.
Coach, you ever been to Kentucky before?
I haven't. Never been to Kentucky. Looking forward to it.
That's right.
Looking forward to it.
Mojo.
Thank you, Coach.
You head back to work, man. Starting tonight.
Well, as soon as it's up, I guess I'm heading around town with our sports information director, and then I'll be back to the office. Yeah, I've got some interviews to go to, and then I'll be back and probably take a few tapes home with me tonight.
You mentioned Dave Leto, another former Connecticut assistant, Carl Hobbs, is going to be in the field, but your mentor, Jim Calhoun, will not be. What does it say about this coaching tree that he's put forth?
Oh, another guy, Howie Dickman, Central Connecticut. When I was at UConn as assistant coach for 7 years, the coaching staff was Dave Leto and Howie Dickman from Central. Carl Hobbs wasn't yet there, so he's got 4 assistants in the NCAA tournament. It says a lot, and it says a lot for the opportunity that he gave us to get into college coaching and what we learned from him. He's been a great mentor for all of us.
Was he in touch with you?
He was. He was in touch with me yesterday. Congratulate me.